I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking to Rick Kenyon, who's from Brown University and will be delivering an invited address on Thursday afternoon at the joint meetings. The title of his address is Laplacians on Vector Bundles on Graphs. So, Rick, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Hi, Mike. Yes. So what I want to talk about is a subject from the sort of in the boundary of the area of, you know, probability, combinatorics, and a little bit of complex geometry. The basic underlying object is a spanning trees on a graph. So you have a finite graph. Spanning tree is just sort of a maximal collection of edges, which makes a tree, connects all the vertices. So the basic, very old theorem about spanning trees is that you can count spanning trees with the determinant of the Laplace operator, the Laplacian on the graph. And the point of the talk is to generalize this old theorem, which is 100 years old, to a setting of Laplacian on a vector bundle on the graph. And again, there's a combinatorial result underlying its determinant of this new Laplacian. We're going to discuss how it gives you new information about spanning trees. Spanning trees are a subject which probabilists like a lot because they're related to potential theory. They have random walks. And in fact, recently, Greg Lawler, Oded Schramm, and Vendelin Werner proved this very nice result about spanning trees for planar graphs, for a periodic planar graph like square grid. You take a sort of a uniform spanning tree on the square grid, you know, pick a spanning tree at random, and you think about the square grid as being drawn in a finer and finer manner. And there's this actually a scaling limit of a spanning tree, which is a conformally invariant object. You can think of it as the continuum spanning tree on the plane itself. So there's no graph anymore. The graph has been scaled away. And you get a continuum object which sort of fills the plane and has all the properties of a spanning tree. And it, not only that, it's a conformally invariant object, meaning it's a random object, but it's well-behaved under conformal transformations. It's sort of a cousin of Brownian motion. So the goal of, one of the goals of my research is to study this very beautiful continuum conformally invariant object, and we can do that using various combinatorial techniques, but one of the basic ones I'm going to be discussing is this new Laplacian.
That theorem you talked about, you mentioned it was about 100 years old. Was it rediscovered in the 30s? Because also, I think you had attribution to 1865.
That's right. I think people are unsure of how to, some people will attribute it to Kirchhoff in 1865, and some people will attribute it to this paper from the 30s of Brooks, Smith, Stone, Tutt. I think they certainly have a proof in their paper, but some people feel like Kirchhoff actually proved it, 70 years earlier than them. So I'm not sure what the true history is.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about your talk or about the subject?
No, except that hopefully it will be elementary, and I don't intend to throw any deep mathematics at the audience, but I hope everybody will be able to follow.
On your website, you have a lot of images and nice demonstrations. Will that be part of the address as well?
Yeah, there'll be lots of nice pictures. And personally, I feel like a picture does tell 1,000 words, and I like to be concrete and discuss things with pictures. I have a more geometric point of view than many people.
Well, Rick, thank you very much. That's Rick Kenyon from Brown University, who will be giving the invited address on Thursday afternoon, Laplacians on Vector Bundles on Graphs. Rick, thanks again.
Thank you.